I've surfed on an alligator back accidentally. This is a favorite that people are always like, yeah, what? So I didn't have, when I first started at the mitigation, you know, managing the mitigation land up in the northwest corner at PI, I didn't have an ATV or a swamp buggy or anything to work from. So I was storing my herbicide in my garage, using my personal vehicle to come out, and I would backpack spray. So I was hiking a lot. And I was hiking through like waist deep water, and I thought I had stepped up on a log, and I was just enjoying the view, taking a breather. I'm standing there and I'm like, and I noticed I'm moving sideways. I was like, I don't understand what's happening. Because if you're up on a loose log, you would expect it to roll, mm-hmm. not move continuously in the same direction. And it took a couple of seconds for it to be like, I'm standing on an alligator. This is probably a really big alligator because I'm not a small person. And I just was like, okay. So I kind of pushed off and stepped backwards and just stood there like, where did it go now? Because I don't know where it is. This massive 12-foot gator surfaces like right past me. His tail, his hip. I was just like, oh, crap. Like, I was on the back of an alligator. And I remember telling Ed, he's like, oh, yeah, that's happened to me a couple times too. And it's just like he was nonchalant about it. Now I laugh about it. And I, you know, you're always, the rule of thumb is if you're walking in water, you want to shuffle your feet so you kick them mm-hmm. so that they take off. And normally I do that, but I was just having high step through some denser vegetation. And that's why I needed a breather. And that's why I took a little step onto an alligator back.